This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Comic Book Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Comic Book Noise can be found at comicbooknoise.com. It's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. Alright, yesterday I had a question, which was, what Marvel DC supervillain do you think should get their own solo movie? And I talked about Marvel yesterday, so go back and listen to that episode. If this is your very first episode of Comic Book Noise, welcome. What took you so long? Anyway, so today I'm going to talk about DC, and this one is a lot tougher than I thought it was going to be. I have been a long time DC fan for most of my life. Right, and I've been trying to think, and I cannot really think of one, because to me, for a villain movie to work, it shouldn't revolve around the good guy, you know. The guy I said yesterday, his main, you know, and I came up with a story where his main foe didn't even really need to be in that, you know, just because of the way I shat out a story line. But DC's villains are different. You know, there's not a whole lot of interchangeability going on. These guys either all team up to fight a bunch of characters like the Injustice Society versus the Justice Society, the Injustice League versus the Justice League, you know, the First and Five versus the Teen Titans, you know. So you have stuff like that, but when you get the individual heroes going on, then, you know, if you're going to have a Joker movie, which they are talking about doing, although now I read that, Martin Scorsese would be producing, Todd Phillips from The Hangover would be writing, and directing, and I forgot who the writers were, but the writers also had credits that I'd heard of, you know. But they're going to talk about the Joker origin, which pretty much is all you can really do with a Joker story, if he's solo, right? If you're going to put Harley in there with him, you can figure it out. You know, you can come up with something. But anything else, Batman or part of the Bat family would end up showing up, you know? You can't have a Bizarro story because guess what? Superman's going to show up. In fact, most of Superman villains are like that. The only one who's the exception would be Lex Luthor. And think about it, Lex Luthor in the movies has never been treated seriously. You know, they treat him more seriously on television than they do in movies. Okay, because Gene Hackman did a good job, but he was a comedy character. Okay, Kevin Spacey was pretty much just channeling Gene Hackman, all right? And I don't know what the fuck Jesse Eisenberg was trying to do. So, you know, I did not like Jesse Eisenberg's performance as Lex Luthor, but I don't think, I can't remember. put in context with the other movie, Lexus, it's about par for the course, you know? I mean, you take a character that is a serious badass in the comics, so why not make him a comedy character, you know? And that's what they went for. But on TV, you have Michael Shea, who portrayed him pretty much as a serious guy, right? Then you have Michael Rosenberg. The guy from Rosenbaum. Fuck. The guy from Smallville. You know, he did the best live action Lex Luthor to me. You know what I mean? There were times where he was the best thing on Smallville. Then you have, and this is a cheat, but the best version of Lex Luthor has been Clancy Brown, who does the voice for him in most, if not all, of the animated shows, right? Justice League. I think he also did it for Superman, the animated show. But once again, this is a Lex Luthor who's filled with menace. This is a guy who you think would cut your throat, laugh while he's doing it, and if you don't die, he's going to sue you for getting his clothes bloody. You know what I mean? That's Lex. And if they would do one, to me, they'd have to do a serious Lex Luthor. Okay, he cannot be a fucking clown again. I remember that before the Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice movie came out, people were wanting Bryan Cranston to be Lex Luthor because he was bald-headed in that Breaking Bad, you know, the Breaking Bad TV show. So they thought, oh, he'd be a good person to play Lex, and he probably would have been a great person to play Lex. Just not that particular Lex Luthor, right? Not the one that they were going for in that Zack Snyder film. That has the long title that I just said a few seconds ago. So, conditionally, I'm going with Lex Luthor, but that's just because anybody else, I can't really see it without separating, you know? Penguin, but Penguin is so much better on the TV show than I ever thought he would be. You know, same thing with Riddler. Those guys used to bug the hell out of me when they were going up against Adam Ward. Jeez. Adam West and Burt Ward. But when they're going up against the guy from Southland and the OC, Ben McKenzie, then these characters have a little bit more, once again, menace to them, okay? They can say some outlandishly stupid and funny things, but still, you know, you expect for Riddler to kill somebody. You expect for Penguin to kill everybody, you know? So I can't, but those guys could get away with not having Batman around because they've shown it in the movie. But, I mean, excuse me, on the TV show, Gotham. But why would you want to, you know, basically redo the movie? I mean, redo the television show in movie form, you know? And everybody else just wouldn't work. You know, Darkseid, he's coming to the big screen. But unless you are going to do, I don't know. How could you do Darkseid solo? Because Darkseid's always surrounding himself with people, and the new gods are always there to go up against him. You know, I thought very briefly about Kalibak, but let's say Kalibak just ends up going through a boom tube and ends up in, I don't know, fucking Nebraska or something, right? or Bogota, Colombia, you know, or something like that. I can't think of anything. But for Lex Luthor, it's simple, right? You have to make Lex a sympathetic character, right? Now, I already said in yesterday's show that that character should be getting out of prison and basically trying to lay low. I don't see that with Lex. Maybe Lex could not get out of prison, but he just fought off some charges when the Kryptonian didn't show up to court or something. Some shit like that, right? So there's really no evidence against him. And he's having this big party, and then all of a sudden he finds out that somebody's trying to take over LexCorp, right? You know, get some business intrigue in there. But not one, not two, maybe even three people, as well as Intergang coming after him or something like that. But to make you really feel for Lex Luthor, right? This guy's just having a really bad fucking life, right? People are trying to take his company, they're trying to take his money, they're trying to take his life, trying to take the lives of his friends, what little he has. Somebody's stealing his trade secret, just shit like that. So you're really feeling sorry for Lex Luthor. And then, of course, by the end of the story, Lex Luthor kills fucking everybody that's going up against him, right? He somehow turns the table, and they're all losing their companies, and they're losing their lives, and Lex just sits there, and he's smoking a cigar or something. And then somebody says, hey, you know, it looks like there's a Kryptonian ship heading back towards Earth. Some shit like that to set up, hey, Superman's coming back. I don't know. It's just something I came up with because it's the only thing I can really think of. And I guess it's a good thing that I'm not a movie guy, and I'm just out here, I'm just a guy out here making a lot of noise. A lot of comic book noise. Take it easy.